Charlene, welcome to Chai FM, and thank you for being here in person. Today is World Hearing Day. Why are we signifying World Hearing Day? Tell us about it.
Well, we're signifying World Hearing Day because of the importance of hearing. And I always get excited when secular knowledge comes into touch with Jewish law, because we're told in the Torah that we have to protect our bodies, we have to guard our bodies, and we have to be particularly careful about preventing damage. And the theme of this year's World Hearing Day is to protect your hearing and prevent noise damage. Now, noise damage is huge, especially with the amount of devices that we all use with earbuds and ear pods in the ear. And World Health Organization has started an initiative to highlight and reduce the risk of hearing loss posed by unsafe listening devices. And what they are proposing, that all personal devices should measure the listener's exposure to sound based on whether they're adults or children.
Yeah.
They want to make sure that in each, with each device that is sold, that there are instructions how to use these devices safely, and general information on what is safe listening and how to practice it.
And just for people like me who have no idea, we've all got devices. I don't know what's safe and what's not safe.
Okay. Well, there is a sound level meter that you can download on your app. There are lots of sound level.
Oh, that's interesting. Yes.
And it used to be that a person that was exposed to 85 decibels and above was in danger if they listened for 8 hours a day. In occupational settings, it's legal, it's illegal to be exposed to more than 85 decibels a day. But now World Health Organization is saying that what about the recreational noise? So 40 hours a day of exposure to noise, 80 decibels.
So 40 hours a day can't.
40 no. hours a week, sorry.
A week, yes, okay.
40 hours a week. Yeah. Sometimes we feel like the day is 40 hours long.
You do indeed.
But exposure to noise of 80 decibels, which is 5 decibels lower than what they used to say. And what is 80 decibels?
Exactly. That's the next question.
Okay. So 80 decibels is more or less the level of a lawnmower. I have got a listening scale over here. I just need to find it.
While you find it, I just want to pose the question as well. I mean, I understand fully that we are all exposed to all these sounds and devices. Are you actually seeing a concomitant increase in the number of people with hearing problems?
Yes, especially with teenagers, because noise affects the high frequency first, the high frequencies. And very often those are not measured on a regular hearing test. You need a special hearing test to detect those high frequencies. So a teenager gets exposed to noise. Even one very loud noise can damage hearing. Hearing loss is progressive. And then when they're in their 40s, they start noticing. And there is an enormous increase in...
Very naive question for you. Is it irreparable damage to hearing?
Depends if the hearing loss is a nerve deafness and has been caused by noise, hearing loss is progressive, so it does get worse. But the good news is that if we take precautions, we can prevent hearing loss. And hearing loss is associated, it's a big buzzword at the moment, that hearing loss is associated with brain function. So it started in the late 90s, and more studies have been replicated to prove that if we don't protect our hearing, our brains are going to suffer.
Wow, that's a sobering thought. That really is. So who knew? Charlene Brett, I'm so sorry we are out of time. In fact, we're late for news with David. Thank you so much for coming in.
But you heard the important news.